to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we will look at Ireland's first green, eco-friendly and gentle alternative to flame cremation and burial. An important decision in the lives, or thereafter, of many is funeral planning and what to do with the remains of loved ones. The two most common methods are burial and cremation, but these both have considerable environmental costs associated with them. However, another method, resumation, is gaining in popularity, and Europe's first facility offering the service has recently opened its doors in Ireland. Elizabeth Oakes, the founder of True Reflections, explains how the process works.
What water cremation is a very environmentally friendly alternative to flame cremation and burial. We use 95% water and 5% of an alkaline solution. And what that does is it speeds up the decomposition of the body. It's done under very controlled conditions, and the family still receive an urn containing the ash of their loved ones. But what ashes are, they're basically calcium phosphate, so it's the bone of your loved one. In a flame cremation process, we would say that the flesh is burnt off the bones, and then the bones are processed down to the white powder, or to the powder that's put into urn and given back to the family. With water cremation, it's a similar process, except we have to remember our bodies are made up of 70% water to begin with. So once we bring ourselves back to our chemical components, which is amino acids, peptides, sugars and salts, what's left then are our bones, and then we process the bones back to the white powder that's put into the urn and given back to the family. So I studied over in America in 2004. I went over to America to get a degree in mortuary science, so I'm a funeral director and embalmer as well, and they were using this technology in the body donation program in UCLA, and that's where I saw it. And it's been a long struggle to bring this whole concept and technology to Ireland, but we're now open and thankfully it's been going very well so far.
While cremation and burial are the world's two most popular forms of disposal of remains, they each carry a significant environmental cost. On average, cremation releases 400 kilograms of CO2 into the atmosphere per body. On top of this, the prevalence of dental fillings means the process also accounts for a significant release of mercury. Meanwhile, the use of carcinogenic formaldehyde in the preparation process for burial means that the dangerous fluid will seep into the ground as the body decays. This is not to mention the significant space costs that burial entails. Resumation, in comparison, has a significantly lower carbon footprint than either method, as Elizabeth explains.
Well, it uses 10 times less energy. The family actually receives 30% more of their loved one because it's such a gentle process. All the prosthetics are completely unharmed and can be recycled or donated. And as well as that, the water, once it finishes the process, it goes for treatment, and it's completely sterile before it's released back to the system. The process itself in the machine takes about 3.5 to 4 hours. It depends if the person has been embalmed or not. We will have the ashes ready the next day.
As the process becomes more widely known, it has increased in popularity. Ireland is the first country in Europe to offer the process commercially, but legislation is currently being debated in the Netherlands, and Elizabeth believes it is the way forward.
It's just really in the last, I suppose, 10 years, it's gained huge popularity. I was only talking to a funeral director in America last week, and he has both a flame cremator and a water cremation facility. And he said 95% of families will now choose the water over flame cremation when they're given the option. We work in affiliation with all the funeral directors nationwide. So if somebody passes away, the family can now go into the funeral establishment, and just like they would have asked for burial or cremation, they can now ask for resumation. And we have our own chapel on site in Navan for the final committal, and that's then where the machine and everything is based.
If you would like to know more about resumation or the environmental impact of the disposal of remains more generally, check the show notes of this episode.
To Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.